Our only true education is to listen to the divine within. Our only true education is to listen to the divine within. We all have the teacher within. We all have the learning within. We all have the knowledge within. We all have the allness within. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything is already within us. It's within us waiting for us to be revealing it, waiting for us to let it out, let it free it, let it go into all the universe and all the world. And how do we do that? We do that by listening within. We do that by listening to the true education within us. Now, many times we are guided by the within without even knowing it. We are guided by the within without even realizing that the within is guiding us, showing us the way, is teaching us, is telling us the things to do, is telling us how wonderful life is, how wonderful the world is, how wonderful everything is. And as we teach ourselves to listen to that divine within, as we teach ourselves not to run to books, not to run to other people, not to run to other circumstances to find out the answers, but to listen within. When we train ourselves to listen within, we have trained ourselves to listen to the grandest, most noble, most wonderful teacher that could ever exist, and that's the teacher in you and the teacher in me. Now, we stop and meditate. We stop and think, let's see, how shall I do this? How shall I handle this circumstance? How shall I take care of these things that need to be taken care of? How can I do it? And as we stop and listen to our own inner voice, as we stop and listen to our own inner soul, the answer comes clear, bright, and brilliant to us. The answer comes wonderfully. We think these autistic children are so fortunate to have the ability to be a genius in certain areas and be able to do things in certain areas that are so particular and so wonderful and so fantastic. And we say, gee, I'd love to be able to do that. But why is these autistic children have this gift? They have this gift because it's just something that turned on in them, and then they pay attention to it. They listen to it. They stopped and thought, how do I say 2 times 2 is 4? Who is? And how do I say big numbers and little numbers? And how do I do all sorts of things? And I just listen within. If we could teach the autistic children to not only listen within to their gifted area, but to listen within to every area, they will find that they know more than they realize they know. And you and I know more than we realize we know. If we would start to listen within, if we would start to take the time to pay attention in meditation to going within. Oh, a lot of times we feel we're so superior, we're meditating, we're doing something great, but are we really? Are we really meditating, or are we just putting on a show? Are we meditating, or are we putting on a show to show ourselves even, or other people, that we are so wonderful, that we're so fantastic, that we can meditate and we can listen within so well? The proof in the pudding, the proof of whether we listen well or not, is whether we have the answer and the answer is correct. We don't have to have the systematization of how we get to that answer, such as you might in algebra. You don't have to have that system that tells you how you arrived at your goal. You know the answer, pure and simple, 1, 2, 3, none. And you don't have to second guess it. You don't have to check it over in your books. You don't have to check it over on your computer, on your computator, to see exactly what's going on. You just let it be. You just let it be and let it reveal itself in its perfect, beautiful way. Now, everyone can do this, and everyone does do this from time to time. We do this far often, far more often than we realize, because we are doing this as we listen within and we hear from within, the divine within us, reveals the answer to us. I like the phrase that we use often. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And the more I say to myself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer, the more that I listen to that wonderful voice within me, that wonderful truth that's within me, the education that's within me, then I'm really realizing the true education is to listen to the divine within. True education is to listen to the divine within. So I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. As I give this little mantra to myself, and this little prayer mantra, this little meditation mantra to myself, I am planting in myself a rhythm. I'm planting in myself a truth. I'm planting in myself something that I will reveal in everything that I do, because that's who I am. That's who I am, that's what I am, and that's all I am. That's the only thing that I know. My true education is as I listen to the divine within. You can train yourself today to listen to the divine within. You can train yourself today to listen to that inner self that knows all beingness. The divine in you, God in you, the spirit of truth in you, all that knowledge is in you, all. The great geniuses we enjoy hearing about, like Einstein and others, who are doing marvelous things and who have done marvelous things and who just have listened to the divine within and revealed within in everything they do, how wonderful it is. We listen. We listen too. And sometimes we hear and sometimes we don't. But as a good basketball player practices shooting a basket, he practices taking the ball around the court, he practices doing all the skills that the player demands to have. So you and I, as we listen to the divine within, we say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know. Keep saying that. Keep knowing that. Keep listening to yourself. Know the education is indeed in you already. It's in me already. It's already waiting for us to be revealing it. Now, we don't have to say, I forgot, or say, I wish I knew. We don't have to say those things. We say, I know. I always know. I know all things, and all things are revealed to me in the most beautiful, most positive, most glorious manner that could ever be. Oh, I may not shake the boat of the world, as some geniuses do, but I open that channel within me that reveals from within me just who and what I am, just where and why I am, just how and as I am. And it's a glorious experience. It's a glorious experience because it's me. Yeah, it's me. It's a glorious experience because it's the wonder of my life. It's the wonder of my world. It's the wonder of all that I am. And that's all that I need to know. That's all that I ever need to know. So I listen within. And I listen to the divine in me, and I speak out what the divine in me says, and trust that it is true, and know that it is my real education, and that that is all that matters to me every moment of my life. This is what we can teach our children. This is what we can teach ourselves. This is what we can be, because it's the truth about us. It's the whole truth. The only truth, and it is the allness that we are. Say that for yourself, and know that for yourself, and live that for yourself. And as you do that, you'll see such marvelous qualities that come out of you that are so beautiful, so magnificent, you could never have believed they would be true, but they are. Know that every moment you're thinking these beautiful thoughts, I'm thinking about you, and I'm saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.